Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by one of the director of I, Olga Epnarova, Peter Kazda. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the first question is kind of very simple, but would you be able to tell our listeners about the story of the film?
Ten příběh je napsán podle skutečné události.
The film is based on a true story. It is the story of the 22-year-old Olga Epnarova, who in 1973 sat behind the wheel of a truck and she drove it into a crowd of people waiting at a tram stop in Prague. And the film is basically an existential drama about her life and about what made her do it, what made her cross that line of humanity.
Where does the real story end and where does the imagined story begin?
Skutečný příběh končí skutečnou popravou Olgy Epnarové, protože...
Well, the real story ends with her execution because she was the last woman in Czechoslovakia to be executed. She was hanged, to be precise. So that's clear. And the film story begins with her childhood, with the first problems, with the very cold relationships in the family. Then we move on to the act itself and to the trial where she wanted to stand. She wanted to justify why she had done what she had done. And that's it's a sort of a legacy because today there are many similar cases, but the perpetrators usually kill themselves during the act, when you have a school shooting or something like that. For her, it was also a suicidal act in a way because she knew she would be executed and she wanted that, but she could still be on trial. We, as the creators, are against the death penalty because we think it's just a way of treating the perpetrator the same way they treated their victims. It's a vengeance. It's eye for eye. And, you know, we don't think that anybody, Tomáš and I, we don't think anybody has the right to take somebody else's life away.
Let's stay with the story for one more question. Do you think that the story has some recent... do you think the story resonates in a certain way for recent times? Does it still tell something about modern times?
Myslím, že ten příběh je stále aktuální, protože...
Yes, I think the story is still valid because the problems that she represented keep being repeated today. Again, I would like to compare it to those mass shootings at schools, for example. Not to acts based on religious reasons, that is something else. I mean, she said she wanted to actually kill all humanity, not the people she knew. It was just that, again, according to her own words, that was technically impossible, so she selected a random sample of people, so that it does qualify as a terrorist act. And we wanted to provoke a debate on that issue with that film.
Okay, so let's move on to the style of the film. I adored it. Black and white, the shots are very still sometimes. Can you just talk about the why you decided to use this particular specific style?
Barvy v našem případě.
Yes, black and white and various levels of grey was a natural choice for us. It was not a rational choice. We are not trying to suggest that the period was grey or in the 1970s television was black and white or anything like that. It was a feeling because we wanted a non-contrasting image and we achieved it through the lenses, the Panavision lenses that we used. And we wanted a pure picture that would not impose itself on the story because the story is difficult and complex enough and quite heavy and we wanted the story to stand up, not the form. So we didn't do it for any like manieristic reasons. We were not trying to decompose the 1960s and then show something like that. But at the same time, we wanted a modern picture.
Yeah, I agree that the black and white actually makes it look... modern in itself. It looks cool, you know. I'm very worried that we will run out of time, so there's so much to talk about, but one of the things that I want to make sure to talk about is the leading performance, fantastic performance by the actress playing Olga Epnarova. Can you tell us how you cast her and how you worked with her?
Když mám popsat výkon Michaliny Olšanské, která hraje
Yes, she does deliver a fantastic performance. Michalina Orshanska basically became Olga Hepnarová. I think she did cross that line, and it was a stellar performance. We looked for her for a very long time. We were even considering a Czech actress, but we did not want a face that would be known. We wanted somebody with charisma, and in the end, the choice of somebody from abroad had its reason, because there was a tension between Olga and her surroundings. She didn't feel comfortable among people. So by selecting somebody from abroad, we created already a tension between the actress and the crew. So it was like a technical solution to this issue, to already set the scene and set the mood. We went for Poland because in Poland the selection is wider and the types of actresses there are a bit darker and more charismatic maybe, so that's why Poland. And the selection procedure was very long. We did test in Prague with a different Polish actress, but it didn't work out in the end because this role really required self-sacrifice and a huge openness on the part of the actress because of the sex scenes and because of the fact that you kill 8 people in the process, so it's a heavy load and you need to be open to it. And in the end, we ended up with Michalina, who's a great choice, and actually many scenes in the film with her are the first takes, because she was best during the first takes. And to be honest, we had more trouble with the other actors who came up on screen for 2 lines and then went away. That was more difficult than working with her.
What are the challenges of dealing with a film that is where you talk about an anti-hero rather than someone that the audience should sympathize with?
Já osobně mám velmi rád filmy o antihrdinech.
Yes, I like anti-hero very much. For example, the film Taxi Driver, and it is always a challenge to portray them on screen, but it is a challenge that we should take up because it's interesting. An anti-hero embodies values that are not accepted by society, and they basically serve as a mirror for society, which is useful and interesting for the screen. And the character does not have to be a mass murderer. You have artists, for example, you know, the torn, lonely souls not accepted by society. Those are very similar to mass murderers, except for they resolve their issues by creation and not driving a truck into a crowd of people.
Speaking of the character again, what makes it, does the fact that she is a female character bring anything to significant to the story? Considering that usually it's the male character that gets to star in the leading role of these types of films.
To je zajímavá otázka, takhle jsem se nad tím nikdy ještě nezamýšlel.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I was actually never thinking about it because this was reality, so we weren't choosing between a man and a woman. It was a given. And it's true that people do tell us sometimes that she's too young and too pretty, that she looks like Natalie Portman in Leon. And, but, you know, her hair, for example, that was a common haircut for that time. So again, it's not like we had a choice. I mean, that was what she looked like. But I do admit that, yes, because she is so young and she looks pretty, maybe it's not possible for the audience not to identify with her to a certain extent because of the trouble, you know, growing up and becoming an adult.
Well, she's a very real character. It's not her fault that she is also beautiful. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, a fantastic film, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.